Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
This segment is sponsored by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating, the original healthy meal company, America's favorite dietitian and nutritionist, and my personal nominee for Health and Human Service Secretary, Dawn Jackson Blattner, joins us now. Hi, DJB. How are you?
Well, hello. Nice to be here with you. I like this. So I got to get a whole thing going, my nomination petition. I like it.
I don't think you want to do that. Let me just say, why don't you steer clear of all of that. But, it's funny because I'm not going to talk to you about RFK Jr., but he at least has said some things that people do like on both sides of the aisle. And one of them is that the diet that Americans are consuming, the chemicals and the ultra-processed foods are something that would be an initiative for him. And I know that that's something you and I talk about a lot, too. I don't know how alarmed you are about that, but what would you say just in general about the kinds of foods that we are buying at the grocery stores, Dawn?
Well, do you know the acronym for how we eat is SAD?
No.
S-A-D, SAD. Yeah, the standard American diet is the SAD diet because it puts us at risk. I mean, in all seriousness, it does put us at risk for chronic diseases. This is the big problem. You'd look at any statistics and you say, okay, what are Americans buying? Well, guess what? They're not buying fruits and vegetables. We don't eat enough of those. They're not buying whole grains. We're not eating enough of those. They're definitely not buying legumes, beans, and lentils. They're not buying enough of those. They're not even buying enough nuts and seeds. So people, the purchase at the grocery store are not those core foundational foods. And I have a saying, and I stick by this saying, and I have for decades, is you are only as healthy as your last trip to the grocery store. So before you have your cart pulling into that aisle, trying to figure out, you know, which checker is going faster or if you're even in self-checkout, just look at your cart. I call it a cart check. Just before you check out, cart check. Do you have fruits and vegetables in there? Like half your cart should be fruits and vegetables. If half your plate should be fruits and vegetables, half your cart should be. Do you have protein sources in there? Are there high proteins, low sugar yogurts and cottage cheese, eggs and turkey and chicken, fish? Canned tuna, canned salmon, what is your protein in there? And look at your grains. Do you have whole grain tortillas, whole grain bread? You know, you can do a lot in that last little minute and be like, oh my gosh, my cart does not look right. Go run back to the produce department and throw in three apples. You know, go run over to the fish aisle and get yourself a can of tuna.
And then eat the apples, by the way. And then eat these foods.
Yes, that is exactly right. First step is buying them and getting them in your house.
Yes.
And then the second step is, putting them in a location and making it easy for you to see it and want to eat it. Absolutely.
You know, my little hack lately has been, it's easy for me because I like salads. So I pretty much have a salad every night, but I like sweet. And so what I've been doing lately is I just get an apple and I chop it into little chunks, and then I just sprinkle that in my salad, no matter what kind of salad I'm having. And that works for me. It might not work for you, but then I get these little crunchy sweets, and I think of Dawn, and I smile when I do it.
I really love that. And the idea of having something sweet in a savory element absolutely makes a lot of sense. I mean, our flavor profiles on our tongue get triggered, and you want to trigger a lot of those sweet and savory things without having to do actual sugar. You're doing natural sugar found in apple. So I love it. And I love it even more, by the way, than dried fruit. A lot of times you will have dried fruit in the salad. And number one, many dried fruits have added sugar on there. They're not just naturally sweet. It's, you know, it's cranberries with added sugar all over it. And the other thing is when you suck water out of fruit, it makes it so you are eating way more calories than if you were eating the real fruit with all that water and juiciness. So think, for example, you know, if you were doing, even dried apples and you had, a few pieces of dried apple. Oh, my gosh. Well, that's probably like you eating three apples at a time, because when you take the water out of food, you end up being able to eat way too much of it. So I love that you're using fresh fruit, and it is a great tip for all of us in our salads.
Wait a minute. You don't want me to eat three times the amount of apple? If I just reduce the volume of it, I'd be more concentrated. That's a good thing, isn't it, Dawn?
Ooh, I like where your head is at. It is true that you get a lot of vitamins and minerals, but you're always weighing this, the nutrition that I'm getting versus the calories that I'm getting. So you are always better off getting the high water fruits and vegetables, that fresh stuff, even if it is that you're not eating as many all at one time, because it ends up being a better calorie spend for those nutrients.
The idea that you've talked about this before, and I'll let you say about it whatever you want, but processed foods versus ultra-processed foods. So if we're shopping for healthy foods, processed isn't the bad word, is it, Dawn?
No, and I love you actually used it correctly before when you were talking about it, and I was so proud of you. I was like, oh my gosh, you're so great. You are the honorary dietitian for sure. Because, yes, the word is ultra-processed. Because processed foods are like, you know, the lettuce that you buy cut up, that's gone through a process to cut the lettuce, but nothing else is added. It's just, it's lettuce that has been processed and by being cut. So who cares about processed? We don't care. Canned beans, read the ingredients. All that's in there are beans. They've been processed to be canned, but who cares? That it's still just beans. Your frozen vegetables, they've been processed because they've been frozen, but who cares? The ultra is that key word we're looking for. When it's ultra processed, that means they're adding a lot of stuff you don't normally cook with in your own kitchen. They're doing refined sugar and flour. The white stuff is in there. They're doing artificial flavors and colors and sweeteners. They're doing preservatives in there. They have all these extra things in there. That's what is ultra processed, and that's what we're trying to limit.
Okay.
Limit in our grocery cart.
But then the meat that I buy in the grocery store in either the deli counter or in the meat section, is that, that's been processed, or is it ultra processed? Talk about processed red meat a little bit.
Okay, so here is the scoop. When you're buying anything like, say, ground turkey, that's been processed because it's been ground up. However, the only ingredient in there is turkey. Okay, so that is processed, but it's not ultra processed because nothing else has been added. Nothing has been taken away. There's no chemicals in there that you don't recognize. It's just been ground up. However, when you're looking at something like deli meats and you read the ingredients, well, shoot, that's not just meat anymore. They're adding nitrates in there. They're adding different kinds of numbers and words and things that you're like, is that a food? I don't know. That's a preservative. They're adding different kinds of salts and brines. So all of a sudden, you're like, oh, my gosh, now I see. Ultra-processed means it has all these extra things in there, whereas processed is just, oh, it's just been ground up.
So there's a study out, though, that has, tries to, or maybe does, make a correlation between red meat and brain health. Can you talk about that?
Oh, boy. You know what? Listen, here's the thing. Whenever I'm looking at research and I come across anything about processed meats and ultra-processed meats, I'm bringing it to you because this is where I get a lot of, I feel like this is my hate mail. It comes when I tell people to eat less bacon, and when I tell them to eat less ham, and when I tell them to eat less sausages and hot dogs, people are like, I liked you until you started talking about that stuff. But anyway, okay, let me tell you about this. It's a brand new study. Okay, it's 133,000 people, and they were about 43 years old on average. But anyway, they were looking at them, and they said, okay, what happens? What's the association here about people who are eating these ultra-processed meats like bacon and sausage and salami and ham and bologna? What is it doing to their mind, their brain health, in terms of dementia and memory? And boy, oh boy, here we go. Okay,
by the way, I want to interrupt you because you said these people are 43 years. I think you meant they've studied these people for 43 years, right?
Yes.
If we're going to talk about dementia. Yeah, right.
Yeah, actually, hey, thank you for that. Yes, it's why I wanted to point out that 43 years long of a study. It's a lot of people, and it's for a long time. So these association studies don't prove, like, if you eat this, it causes it. But it does say, hey, listen, we've looked at a lot of people for a long time, and we pretty much have a hunch that this is associated in this way. So here's what ended up shaking out, okay? When it came to dementia risk, eating just 2 servings a week of these ultra-processed red meats, like bacon and sausage and deli meat, increased the risk of dementia by about, like, 13 or 14%. So I'm alarmed by that because it's not that much. That's a couple of bites a day. It's not very much that's starting to increase that dementia risk.
Yeah.
Then if you were to eat more of it, say you were a person that was going to then have, you know what? What's the big deal? I'm just going to have bacon every day, one serving a day. And a serving, by the way, is two slices, standard size. So you were saying, oh, who cares? I'm going to have one a day. Well, not only will you have that increased dementia risk, this study says it's associated also with having your brain act almost one and a half, a little bit over than one and a half years older. So the memory is not young and vital. It's actually aging your memory if you start eating these ultra-processed meats, and especially red meats, on a daily basis. Hmm. Now, the cool thing, I think this is kind of good news. So all that just reconfirms what we know, like less people, you know, less of the ultra-processed red meats. But when they looked at not this ultra-processed category, they just looked at like, hey, what about red meat, like steak and pork chops, stuff that hasn't been ultra-processed? It did not actually raise dementia risk. There was some people in this study said, maybe there's some memory complaints. But by and large, this red meat, a serving a day that was not ultra-processed, not so bad. But then I think the coolest part of the study said, listen, we're going to tell you what you could do to lower your risk of dementia. And every single time that you could take out something that's an ultra-processed red meat, like a salami or ham sandwich or bacon or sausage or hot dogs, and you did something like chicken, you could do 16% lower dementia risk. If you did fish, you have a 28% lower dementia risk. So that swap, it doesn't mean, you can't have any animal proteins or anything. It's just saying, listen, that ultra-processed stuff, not so great. Even just a couple of bites a day can be affecting your brain. And if you do more, it's affecting your memory too. So let's swap when we can to more like, chicken breast sandwiches or tuna sandwiches with part mayonnaise and part Greek yogurt or whatever, like the idea of this positive message that, can decrease your risk. I really like.
I'm sorry, what did you say? That was a joke about me eating hot dogs as a kid. Okay, Don, you're changing lives every time you come on WGN Radio.
I love it. And I mean, they are so creative. Your listeners are out of control. I love it.
The Nobel Feast Prize.
Yes.
Please
cool.
Ask Dawn, what does she say about raw milk?
Oh, I'm not for raw milk. And really the reason why, I know the people will say it's so great because it's got, these bacteria to help your gut. Eat yogurt instead. If you really want gut health, eat kimchi, eat sauerkraut. Fermented foods are amazing, but the risk associated with raw milk is too high. There are other ways you can get gut-boosting probiotics.
847 says, King John, can you please ask Dawn about so-called uncured processed meats like uncured bacon, uncured pepperoni, uncured sausage? Does that get us out of jail, Dawn?
Oh, it does not. It does not. It does not. It is crazy, but it is a marketing thing. And the only way you could get uncured on these hot dogs and lunch meat and stuff is if you use celery powder. It's considered like a natural nitrate. However, scientists are saying that even if they're using natural nitrates in there and marketers allow them to say, oh, this is uncured, that it is likely to cause the same exact issues as synthetic nitrates. So, nope, you don't get those are not a free pass, even if that labeling tells you. And here's the thing. It's another reason why you really cannot just look at front of package to figure out if something is good for you, because there are so many like these marketing loopholes that could be. So anyway, sorry.
Trying to establish new habits, trying to establish better habits. You know something about that, too, Dawn. Just give me the update on that.
Okay, interesting new research. Anytime somebody talks about habits and how to build better habits, I got to read it. So this is a new research study, 2,600 people, and here's what they found out. You know that saying, like, 21 days makes a habit. This research study says, no way. It's not 21 days. In fact, it's 2 to 5 months that it takes for most people to build a habit. But why I loved this study is, one, that gives us a more realistic approach, that we know, you know what, we don't beat ourselves up if in 3 weeks we didn't figure out what we were supposed to figure out with our good habits. Well, that's not supposed to be. It's supposed to take us months and months and months and months and months to build those habits and keep practicing. But here's why I really like this study, right? Is there was a shakeout of what are the five things that can actually speed up the process of building healthier habits. So here were the five things that people did who were successful at building a habit. One, morning momentum. So I think we kind of all have this idea, but habits do build earlier in the morning. At least this study tells us that, probably because we have more energy, you know, we're more awake, the day has not beat us down yet. So, you know, maybe something along those lines. But you want to try something, likely put it into your morning, and you'll be more likely to succeed with that habit. Make it, number two, make it enjoyable. If people liked the actual habit that they were doing, like they liked going to the particular gym class they were going to, or they liked the salads that they were eating, they were more likely to do it. Hey, is that common sense? Sure. But this study proves to us that it actually is more powerful than just being fluff, like make it enjoyable. Number three, start small. So people who are successful had very low effort habits. They were doing not, I'm going to go to the gym every single day for 1 hour. They were starting to build their habit with something like a short walk. They took it one easy step at a time, and they built from their easy. So they did these little walks, and over time, they naturally progressed with time. They didn't set out with these glorious expectations. You know, I think that is so huge. Starting very low effort, very small.
I think that's good.
Yeah, it's great. Number four, this is cool. I've heard this before, but they really punched it up in this article. Anchor it. So this was putting something new that you want to do to something you already do. So like I have tried this with drinking water. So I drink coffee in the morning, but I want to drink more just plain water. So every time before I have coffee, I drink a plain glass of water first, and then I drink my coffee. And so anchoring it means that I already always drink coffee. Nobody has to tell me to do that. I don't have to try to do that. So I'm going to put on a healthy habit on top of something I already do. And so I like that anchor it idea. Think about something you already do and what new habit can you attach to it so that they start happening together. And then the fifth thing, they call it reducing friction in this article, reducing friction. And what that really just boils down to is how can you make it easier on yourself? How can you make it easier on yourself? So like you want to go to the gym in the morning when it's dark out, when you wake up, guess what? Put your workout clothes out the night before. Or, you know, you're really trying to not have so much, you know, bread or cookies or cupcakes or whatever. Don't have them out on the counter looking at you, talking to you all day. Hide them. Put them where you can't see them. You know, how can you make your environment work for you instead of against you?
All right. So, Dawn, you need to post that five on your website, and I'm going to flood that with people that want it, okay?
Okay, yes, perfect. I will do that.
Here are some questions. Go as fast as you can. Hey, Dawn, bacon and eggs is my Saturday morning treat. What bacon replacement do you suggest?
Okay, oh my gosh. At the end of the day, bacon adds umami flavor, meaty. And the meatiest, healthiest thing you could do is mushrooms, deeply sautéed mushrooms in there mimic that umami flavor. So you could give it a try. Or, you know, at the end of the day, just have a little bit less bacon.
I eat turkey breast from the deli counter on a sandwich with whole grain bread and greens almost every day. Is this a healthy protein, the deli turkey breast?
Oh, my gosh. I love the whole grain bread. I love the vegetables. A plus. If you want to do better even for you, it would be getting turkey breast on your own that has not been turned into deli meat by using nitrates. And slicing it and having your own roasted turkey sandwich that you know is just turkey as the ingredient.
Do you think that the bacon that we're not supposed to eat is also bad for our dogs? Does it have the same effect on them, Dawn? Do you know anything about that?
I don't know too much about dog health, although there are many crossovers. So like in nutrition, there are many crossovers. So the guess would be it likely is similarly equal, not great for your pets.
Lots to digest here. No pun intended today, Dawn. Nice job.
Oh, my gosh. Our time goes by so fast. Your audience is so engaged and, I mean, positive. I love being here.
It's because you engage them. That's Dawn Jackson Blattner. Click on DawnJacksonBlattner.com on Instagram. Do follow her, DJ Blattner.